everyone. Welcome to Consultation Room Podcast.
Here we will provide you with insightful health conversations, practical health tips, life issues, and taboo health conversations.
We're your hosts, Stephanie
and Trudy, and welcome to today's episode. So welcome to another episode of Burning Question. And today we're going to uncover the secrets behind what lies beneath our souls. So we will tread carefully and lightly through this intriguing topic as we uncover the science behind the simple yet very impactful habit that we will just talk about in a moment, and learn how this can transform your home into a sanctuary of cleanliness and comfort. So, Steph, I don't know if you've heard of this African proverb, but there is something, I think either my mom or my grandma used to say, or used to mention, but it's basically, it states something along the lines of, when you leave your shoes at the doorstep, you leave your troubles behind. Have you heard anything like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'm glad you've heard of this. Now, my question today is, Stephanie.
Yes.
Do you walk into your house with your outdoor shoes?
Okay. So we have like a strict rule in my house where we don't bring shoes inside. I think it started because of like the kids, you know, it's very unsanitary where like you bring your outdoor shoes inside. And yeah, we just leave everything outside, unless maybe it's like my heels or something. What I do is that obviously I'll take it off, and then when I get in, obviously I'll take it to my bedroom and stuff, but we don't bring shoes inside. What I realize is that some visitors do find that really weird, and then when you ask them to take their shoes off, it's like they're almost offended by it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is my rules, like this is my house, my rules, you know. But in my house, no, we definitely take our shoes off, we don't bring it inside.
And so I don't know about you, but personally, like growing up in a no shoes household, thanks to my African parents, which I don't know, I think it depends with of course where you like what your upbringing is or what parts of the world you're from. Some rules will apply to some people and not necessarily other people, but in my household growing up, it was a no shoes in the household basically. So when I had a home of my own, I kind of implemented the same customs really, where I would walk in and my shoes would be left at the door. So I personally don't ever walk in the house with shoes, like outdoor shoes. There is indoor shoes, you know, like the slippers.
Yes,
like
the slippers. Yeah,
exactly. But in the house, no. We don't do no outdoor shoes. And I suppose in many cultures as well, like many cultures around the world, so most of Asia, some Eastern European countries, the Middle East, some African countries, shoes is never worn inside the homes.
That's right. Yeah.
It can even be seen as a sign of disrespect for some for people to enter your house with their shoes on.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Like, you know, those older generations, like anytime you go to their house, yeah, and you don't take your shoes off, they'll give you 130 looks. Like,
just exactly. Exactly. It's like a sign of disrespect, yeah. You know? Because they don't, first of all, where have your shoes been? Like, no one knows exactly where your shoes have been.
Exactly. And that is so true.
And I don't know if you ever watched any K-drama, but I learned this from like K-dramas. Like now if I go to Korea, I know before I go into someone's house, I'm leaving my shoes outside, because Koreans don't mess around when it comes to shoes. Like they do not mess around. And I think it's for the best.
It is. It's a bit nasty though. Just imagine, like, you know, I'm not going to lie. Look at the UK, yeah? When it rains, it gets so nasty with like the worms, the slugs, and imagine you go walk on it and then you bring it to your house. No. I don't like
you
that.
Don't know what's on the pavement, you know. It could be poo, there could be anything, and then you're walking into your house with them. No. Now, as usual, I did a little bit of research, right? So there's not so much studies that's been done out there as to what these practices mean in terms of like hygiene and things like that. But there's a professor of microbiology and environmental sciences at a university in Arizona who studied the bacteria at the bottom of the shoes. And basically what he found out is that you can track all kinds of gross stuff inside the homes coming from the shoes, right? Now, basically bacteria, germs, and other pathogens can be picked from literally anywhere, and these are normally transferred into your house. Another thing that they found out is there's a lot of allergens that is sort of transferred via shoes into homes. So the pet danders as well, and things like that. Now, we've just spoken not too long ago about hay fever, right? And things that trigger hay fever. You don't realize your shoes is actually part of the reason you're having hay fever symptoms. And like he also found like loads of like dirt and debris, which can of course cause all kinds of, you know, infections and things like that. Also, they can like, it can damage your floors. You know, if you have wooden floors, things like that can damage your floors. But what he found out was there is basically almost 500,000 units of bacteria on the outside of shoes that is normally traced back into the houses. And we're talking about like all kinds of bacteria from everywhere. You know, like when you go to like public toilet, and this is, listen, I am very particular about public toilets. I almost never use public toilet unless...
Same here. I am going to hold it
no matter what. Exactly. Because public toilet, and it's one of those, like, if you've been to the airport and then you go to a toilet, those are not even as bad as public toilets, but already, like these conditions that you see there that you're like, hold on, like, is this actually humans who've done this? Because there's people who poo and pee around the toilet, on the toilet. And what happens is, like, you get, like, going to some of these places, some of it splashes onto your shoes. And you can imagine, like, you're walking with that poo that has been hanging on for dear life on your shoe. And you've walked into your house with it, onto your nice carpet. And then you have children that's crawling, or you know when they say like that 5 second rule does not apply. Some people's homie applies. And some people's homie applies. So things like that, like we just have to be very careful with some of these things. I think especially knowing what your hygiene standards are or what your cleanliness standards are is very important. Now they found out that, not the same scientist, but just a different study that was done. And they found out that Gen Z are the most likely to wear shoes in the house, with at least 50% of them responding to that, you know, that they actually do wear shoes inside. And
I'm not even surprised.
I am not surprised. I think, do you know what? And that's what we said. I think it's more the older generation where you can't go into their house with your shoes on because it's seen as, you know, unhygienic. It's not really respectful and things like that.
That's right. With the Gen Z, they have no care for the world. Like, honestly, they're like, yeah, what's this going to do? I need to be comfortable, you know?
Exactly.
These Gen Zs these days, yeah. It's like they do their own thing. Yeah, they do their own thing. They don't care about like respect and disrespect.
They're not bigger picture. Bigger picture. Listen, we're not saying all Gen Zs are like this. There's actually a lot of Gen Zs out there who are so clean and they are very careful about health and things like that. But there's been studies that's been done. And listen, Gen Zs, you need to do better. Leave your shoes outside. Leave your filth outside, okay? Don't be wearing your dirty shoes that's been, you know, having all kinds of infection and bacteria into your houses. Now, I think what they said also is if you wear shoes for more than a month, 93% of the time, the shoes will have fecal bacteria at the bottom of them. So you could be so careful where you're like, I don't go to public toilets or I don't step on like little puddles and all of that. But as long as you're walking outside on those pavements, literally, there will always be some sort of fecal bacteria. You know, dogs, you know, do their thing out there. There's going to be other kind of animals. We all know, like, in London, there's all kinds of foxes out there. It's like, it's like a zoo for foxes. So in the night, foxes could be doing their thing, and then you're out there with your shoes and walking back in the house with them. So things like that is very important that you just look into and have that in mind. So you mentioned something, Steph. You said that when you ask guests to take off their shoes or to leave their shoes at the door, there's always like some sort of hesitation, or like they're not really quite comfortable with it, or they feel like you're being disrespectful. And you know what? I don't know if you watch Sex and the City, but there is an episode where Carrie Bradshaw left her Manolo Blahniks outside. I think she was invited to a baby shower. And she left them outside. And these are like $500 worth of shoes, right? They're expensive designer shoes. So she left them outside at someone's baby shower because I suppose, you know, like us, they were like, no, you're not coming to my house with the shoes. And then she found that they had been stolen. So do you reckon that maybe part of the reason that maybe people are a little bit apprehensive about this is because of things like this?
No, I don't think so. Because this is like my home, yeah. You know, I'm not saying I'm leaving it on the street. You're leaving it outside like the living room. Do you know what I mean? It's safe. I just feel like people feel it's beneath them. That's all. Because you see that sort of like uneasiness they feel when you tell them. I actually had like, a visitor come to my house the first time. And I said, please take your shoes off because, you know, I have kids and, you know, we don't take our, shoes inside. So he took it off and I could tell he was feeling a bit like uneasy, but he still did it, came in second time. He nearly forgot, and I reminded him, and then he did it, and you could tell on his face that no, he really doesn't like it. So the third time he came to my house, so he was like, "Oh, he's not gonna come inside. He's just gonna wait outside." And I just thought, it's because you don't want to take off. Because he didn't want to take off his
shoes.
Yes.
Oh my God! What's wrong with people? Honestly. Wait, hold on. Let me ask a question. Did he have stinky feet?
Well, I'm not going to smell it. I wasn't smelling it.
But you can smell it. Like, normally, when people have smelly feet, you don't need to be close to them. You can smell it. So they didn't smell.
They didn't smell. Maybe he was just uncomfortable showing like his feet or something. But if this is like the second or third time you're coming, at least you know. Maybe bring some socks
or something,
you know.
Go get a pedicure. Do you know what I mean?
No, but I just feel like people are actually uncomfortable. Like they feel like it's beneath them. Honestly, when you ask them to take their shoes off, I feel like it's beneath them. That's all. There's nothing else. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's not your house, you know.
To be fair, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I feel like if you go to someone's house and they have certain rules that they are putting out there for guests to follow, I feel like you have to kind of like just bear with them because it is their home, you know, it's their sanctuary. So if someone is not comfortable with you, you know, wearing your shoes, leave your dirty shoes outside. You know, if you're, do you know what? I feel like sometimes what it is some people are not really very comfortable with showing off their toes because some people think they don't have like, they've got ugly toes. Like, I don't have the prettiest toes, but Steph, if I'm coming to your house, I'm taking off my shoes. Do you know what I mean? Like,
please, you have to.
Listen, like, unless I'm looking for a husband, that I'm like, okay, like if he sees my feet, like I'm not going to get a husband. Otherwise, take off your shoes. But to be honest, like, no, I think people should take off their shoes. Now, you said that, but it was my nephew's birthday about 3 weeks ago. And we had the same rule. Now, what happened is, part of the reason we actually really wanted to implement this is, and we always do anyway, my mom, like, my sister's house, my house, my dad's house, we all take off our shoes. But we thought, so we're having a house party, right? And, you know, when you have house party, you can't really keep on top of like what's going on, you know, in terms of like, you know, who's taking off their shoes, who's, you know, who's taking what from the fridge, who's opening this, who's opening what room, you know, it is what it is. But one thing we're very, very strict about was the fact that people needed to take off their shoes. Now, reason for that is there was a sewer that had broken not too far from my sister's, like literally just outside there. And that meant that people could easily be walking on that and then walking in their house. Okay, that's okay in terms of like we always clean the floors, but no, it was not okay in this around, because first of all, my nephew was crawling. So when a baby is crawling on the floor and then you're bringing in your dirty shoes that have literally you've stepped on the sewer, that baby could get sick, like really sick. So we were so strict. We were literally actually, do you know what? We locked the front door and we let people pass through the back door. And the reason for that is we were like, the back door goes through the kitchen so we could see who's coming in, so we can tell them,
oh, take off shoes.
Part of the reason we did that is so the first few guests came in and were like, oh, do you mind taking off your shoes? They didn't mind. Second guest came in. It was a man and his wife. These are my friends to my sister, or family friends to them. And the wife was pregnant, right? And so when I said to them, do you mind taking off your shoes? The guy started taking off the shoes, the husband, right? The woman must have said something to him and she walked in with her shoes. Even after we've told her to take off her shoes.
What? So,
yeah. And the husband, guess what? The husband also ended up walking in with his shoes anyway, because I think my wife must have said something like, look, I'm not taking off my shoes, so I don't know what you're doing, you know, kind of thing. So anyway, they walked in with their shoes. Listen, I was not playing. Not with my nephews. I don't play. I literally went to them and I said to them, look, guys, this is, I'm sorry, you're going to have to take off your shoes. It just part of, you know, part of hygiene. We have a little boy who is crawling. It's his birthday today. The last thing we want is for him to be sick on his birthday. And they had to take off their shoes, but you could see the look in her eyes. Like she was looking at me like I told her to eat a cricket or something. Like she was not happy with me. But she ended up taking off her shoes.
When she gives birth, she'll start doing the same.
Right? And this was, do you know what? This was her first child. Because I did ask her, oh, is that your first? She's like, yeah, it's my first child. I was like, okay.
So just wait.
Yeah, I was like, well, when I come to your house, if you ever invite me, at this point, probably won't. But if she ever did, I will walk in with my shoes and I want you to make me take off my shoes. But yeah, I think depending with that, like a few things like that, where like, you know, there is, say children who are crawling or situations where hygiene is like, is very, very important because of like people who are sick. It's just important to follow certain rules. Especially if it's rules like that, like it's shoes. They're not telling you to take off your, like your clothes. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not the end of the world. Now, what I realized though, so I was like doing my research and I was like, so how would you like ask guests to take off their shoes, right? Like, how would you go about it? Because that can be, let's be honest, like you've gone through a step, like it can be an awkward conversation.
It is.
And it's almost like, they can even challenge you like, oh, why is that? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because people, let's be honest, like some people try, they push you. They can push you and you just have to stand your ground because you let them walk in. Because you know what, when guests are like questioning, like say something you've said, like, oh, could you please take your shoes? You might feel a need to be like, oh, you know what, it's all right, just walk in with them, right? You might feel a need to like, but I think sometimes you have to stand your ground, especially when it's something to do with hygiene. But what I realized is you can do it in an indirect and subtle way. So where you can say something like just politely explain first of all the rationale for this request, which is taking off shoes. Just say something like, oh, look, guys, like in my sister's case, I've got a crawling baby. We're all taking off our shoes. Do you mind if you leave your shoes behind? I'm sorry, but if a guest says no to that, get the hell out.
That guest will be...
Right?
No, it's so unreasonable.
Exactly. Or do you know what? I've realized that's why people have like little like chairs or like benches next to the door. They're not just for like aesthetics, right? People have them there for a reason. I'm not even joking. Those those chairs are not, and benches are not normally there just for, you know, with like a little mirror on top of it. And you're like, oh, this looks nice. This entrance is nice. No, no, no. People don't have those chairs for no reason. They have those chairs for a reason. So we can tell your guests, it's like something like, you know, I've got a really comfortable chair or bench right there. Could you please sit down and remove your shoes and feel free to place them under the shoe rack? I'm sorry. A guest will not feel a need to come at you with, oh, why? I'm comfortable, you know? Just because then you've given them like, because some guests, let's be honest, they'll be like, oh, my back, you know, I can't really bend. Because a lot of them give that. Or like in this case of like this woman who came to my sister's, she could say, look, I'm pregnant, I can't really bend. And I understand that. But to be fair, she was wearing trainers. You don't even need to bend. You just need to use one shoe to take the other shoe off and then the other leg to take the other shoe off. So
it's
not that serious. Like, but yeah, so I think having a bench or a chair is actually very useful. I don't know if you have a bench or a chair outside your house, Steph, because I think this should be a good idea.
I think that's a good idea. It's something that I would definitely have to implement.
Exactly.
Definitely do that. I actually saw something as well where, but I think that one is a bit too extreme. I saw this, I went to this, before when we're viewing like a place, we wanted to buy a place and we went to this guy's house. We wanted to go view it. And when we got there, well, he had these rules as well, but what he did was that if you don't want to take your shoes off him, he has a disposable, it's like a bag that wraps around like your shoes and then you can walk around in the house with it. At that moment, I thought it was a bit weird, but then come to think of it, you know, I think I may invest in that as well for those that don't want to take their shoes off.
Might as well. And those are like the same like airport bags. That, you know, when you're at the airport and they say to you, take off your shoes. I never, first of all, listen, that is gross. Why do they tell us take off our shoes at the airport? I never. I'm like, have you got something to cover my feet? I always ask for that. And if they say no, I'm like, and they're like, okay, mom, we can help you here. We can do this. Because do you know how dirty those floors are? Because anyone and everyone walks through the same floor. And I don't know if they get cleaned though.
Not at the airport.
Exactly. I don't think that bit at the airport gets cleaned. So you can imagine, no. Like, we're talking about what's on everyone's feet. So it's easily, in a day, there's probably 30 billion sort of bacteria going through the same place and you're telling me take off my shoes. No, 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 no. Now, some people say, though, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, Steph, but some people say that it's not good. So when you ask people to take off their shoes, what's going to happen is they're going to have to walk in bare feet, right? Like they're going to have to just barefoot in their house, right? But some people say, I don't know if you've heard of this, but some people say that it's not very healthy to walk with no shoes or like to walk barefoot. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like when we were growing up, what like our aunties and you know, mums used to tell us that when you like walk barefoot on the, or like on the floor, what happens is that your feet grows bigger.
Oh, so
they used to tell
that's what there's nothing wrong with us. Big feet though. I know that's what men like. Then women decided to be something else.
That's something that like was engraved in me, like even my grandma and stuff. Like anytime you're walking in the house, like this was like obviously back in Africa, like, you know, when you're walking outside barefoot, they're like, you're a girl, man. You're like, you know, your feet is going to get really big when you need to wear shoes, slippers or something, you know, don't walk barefooted. So that's something that they used to say. So with me, I just, even when I'm in the house, I have like my bedroom slippers where I wear, because I feel really weird when I walk barefoot. Like it just feels really weird. Although like we clean our house like literally every day, morning and night, yeah, I still find it weird to walk barefoot. Like I don't know why. My kids on the other hand, they do, like they have slippers. I'm like, wear slippers. No, they're walking barefoot in the house. They're comfortable with it. Well, apart from obviously sometimes, you know you get like cuts and stuff like in between like your toes. That's what I realized like the kids have been getting when you walk barefooted. That's something that I realized. And obviously when you walk barefooted as well, you're gonna make your heels really like hard. I don't know if you like, it makes your heels really hard, like, and sometimes really dark as well, because, you know, it's like picking up like the dirt on the floor and stuff. So that's why I prefer to wear indoor slippers, honestly. So you hardly catch me walking barefoot, like even in the house, you hardly catch me. Right now, as I'm speaking, I'm wearing my bedroom slippers.
Like, do you know what? And also they keep your feet warm as well. Like, slippers keep your feet warm. Do you know what? As I was reading on this, right? And what they say is walking bare feet on hard surfaces might not necessarily be good for you, because what it does is it can allow the feet to collapse. And of course, when that happens, there's a lot of stress, not only on the feet, but on the rest of the body. So it's probably not good to walk barefoot on hard surfaces, right? Now, something like a carpet, or like, you know, like when kids have like the soft play area, let them take out their shoes. Like, that's nice and soft. They don't need to wear shoes in places like that. And to be honest, like, I don't see why shoes need to be worn in like soft play areas, because for starters, we already know there's all kinds of bacteria, and kids don't care about where they step, right? They will see poop, they'll right on the foot. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a game to them. And then if you allow them to wear this in like soft play area, and then other kids are touching the floors, and like the mom is giving them a lollipop right after, or a banana, and then they're eating it. So it's important, I think, to leave your shoes outside of the soft play area. And to be fair, soft play area has got softer surfaces, so it should be okay and safe. But it's mainly the hard surfaces. So like if you have like concrete floors,
towels,
or like
as well.
Yeah, or like hard flooring, like, you know, wood flooring, but hard flooring, things like that, it might not necessarily be safe for you to just be walking around barefoot because of this sort of like collapse of the feet, which can of course increase progression of like sign foot deformities, and also just cause pain. And as you said, you know, like when you like doing, you probably notice the same, but my feet get really like especially parts of my feet, the parts that touch the ground, they get really, really hardened because of like we stand with our job, we stand for hours, right? So because you're putting a lot of pressure on your feet, it just becomes very hardened, and it's not good. So you can imagine now walking barefoot for like maybe, I don't know, a few hours on a hard surface. Of course, it's going to do the same. So personally, I think walking barefoot on hard surfaces might not necessarily be a good thing. I've not heard anything about that making my feet get bigger. That is not something.
Listen,
I was so that's what my grandma
and aunties used to tell me. Yeah, that's what they used to tell me. Hey, your feet is gonna grow big. I'm like,
really?
Okay. Yeah,
I personally
so it's just
have
been
not
in my head.
I haven't had that, but listen, some of these old people know what they're talking about. So maybe that's why I am a size. Let me not say.
No, sure, you know, because I have a small feet.
I'm on a size 6.5, so it's good.
I have small feet, and it could be that, you know.
There you go. There is probably some truth to this. Let's see what happens to your kids, okay? They always walk around barefoot. So let's just see. Okay,
I'm always telling them.
We'll test this theory. Now, there is a lot of advantages, though, with walking barefoot. As much as we've said that, of course, walking barefoot on hard surfaces might not necessarily be good, but sometimes walking barefoot just for a few minutes is actually not bad. Because what happens is, I don't know about you, Steph, but sometimes when you're wearing shoes, you're actually not as balanced. And then you take off your shoes and you're like, okay, I've got the ground. So it helps like balance and like strength just walking barefoot. And it just, I think it strengthens the muscles, not necessarily allowing the sole of the shoes to manipulate anything. So it is actually not bad for you to walk barefoot. And some studies have actually shown that walking barefoot actually improves sleep patterns as well as helps with healthier feet. But if you think about it, we mentioned this last time when we talked about dry skin conditions, right? We talked about like the athlete's foot. What happens with athlete's foot is when you're not, say, wiping your shoes properly, your feet properly, and then there's you've left your the webs of your feet, of your toes, very wet. And this, of course, is a good environment for like fungal growth and stuff. And then you get athlete's foot, which of course becomes again dry, you know, becomes all dry around the area. So to be fair, I think it's healthier just not wearing shoes all the time. And I think it's also been shown to decrease blood pressure. Now, I don't know how true that is, but there's some studies, not many studies, but there's some studies that have shown that when you go barefoot, you stimulate the nerve endings at the bottoms of the feet, which decreases blood pressure. The fight, you know, the flight and fight response, it also helps with this. So maybe your kids are onto something here.
Perhaps, you know, you never know, you never know. I mean, like, you know, come to think of it, you know, the monks, yeah, they usually like walk barefooted and they're so calm, you know? So actually, exactly. You could be onto something.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, their life is no, you know, no underwear, just nice cloth over yourself, no shoes. I think it grounds you. Like, you feel grounded. Like, you feel...
like you're connected to the earth.
You're connected to the ground. All the stress comes from your head all the way down to the ground. I genuinely feel like, yeah, the monks have got it figured out properly. And I think they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. So far, what we've uncovered is, first of all the dirt and bacteria that there is in the shoes, which can potentially contaminate floors, carpets, indoor surfaces. And of course, this is less hygienic as an environment for anyone, as well as indoor air quality. So we talked about in the last episode, we actually talked about hay fever and allergens and all of that. Now, if you're going to be wearing your shoes inside, even the Vaseline is not going to help you. You know, the Vaseline that Steph puts on her eyelashes to trap all the pollen. Stop There's it. Already enough pollen in your house. You're sleeping with pollen. So I think it's actually important to leave your shoes outside because you're reducing the number of like, you know, severe conditions that's going on or that is potentially going to happen. And I don't know about you, but when you wear shoes indoors, like especially if you have like wooden flooring, I realize that it actually damages the floor.
Damages it. Yes, it does.
Exactly.
It actually does. Yeah. With the heels, especially the drag on.
That's it. So It is, I think it's important to look at some of these practices. Now, I don't know if you watched it, you've seen this in movies as well, when people like come out from outside with their outdoor shoes and then they jump on a bed. Like they, not necessarily sleeping, but like they have their feet on a bed.
That really annoys me when I see that.
Do people actually do this? Because I'm thinking it's just the movies. There's no way people do this.
Listen, they must have got it from somewhere. If you're seeing it in the movies, it must be something that people do. Because I don't understand.
That is true because, I mean, but also if you think about it, like, you know, when you get on a train and it's like empty and then you see people like having their feet on the seats or like on a bus, like people having, to be fair, if people can do that on a bus, they probably do it at home as well.
They can do that on your home. Yeah, it's so true.
I'm sorry, but that is just disgusting. I don't know if it's just the UK.
No, I think people just don't think about the, yeah, I believe so because... the fact that they can actually do that, as you said, like do it on the bus and then like, you know, and not really think about it. They could probably do it in their home, probably put their feet on the sofa. Like, do you get what I mean? Like put their shoes on the sofa, that sort of thing. Because I don't know.
You're probably right. No, I think just thinking about something just now, I'm like, oh my God, this is actually something that happens. Because, you know, when you're traveling with people, I don't know about you, but when I'm traveling, my shoes go in a separate bag. A shoe bag before they go in my suitcase.
Because you don't want it to touch your other things.
Some people just put their shoes on top of their clothes. And I'm like, I won't be caught dead with these people. Because like, what's the difference between you doing this and you walking in your house's shoes, like with your outdoor shoes? There's literally no difference. So I think people need to start investing in shoe bags to start with. people need to start investing in indoor slippers, indoor shoes, because, and also people need to stop putting their feet, or the dirty, dirty feet on, like, on seats in buses.
On surfaces, yeah.
It's not right. It's disgusting behavior. I'm sorry. It's not correct.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
Do you know what, though? Just thinking about it as well. Pets. And do you know what? I love pets for other people. And maybe this is why I can't have a pet for me. Because if you really think about it, when a pet is out there, it's not wearing shoes, right? So it's like up there, you know, in the garden.
And then they come in. The street. Oh my
God. It comes in the house.
No.
So what's the difference, right?
I'm not having that.
Unless you're cleaning the feet of that pet outside before it comes in. You have to do that like every few hours.
No.
No. So that's what I'm saying. I love pets for other people. And I really hate this.
Not for you.
I love animals, but I know it's not for me, because if I have a pet, this pet will not be going outside, and that will not be fair for the pet. Okay? And then the only pet I probably will have is a hamster.
Yeah, a fish. Go,
or a fish. Or a fish that doesn't go outside. But I think if you're going to implement some of these rules, I think also look at what is going on with your pets. So how is their behavior? How is their everyday behavior? Are they going out in the garden? You know, sometimes you just let them run, you know, run free, and then they come back and then you go into your house with them. But then you'll ask the next person walking in, take off their shoes. And it's just a bit, just does not really make sense, you know?
No.
So from just this episode, Steph, what has been your take-home message?
So I think, as I already said, like, I already have the rules where you don't take your outdoor shoes inside. One thing that I think I'm going to take home is the way to speak to people about it, because it is an uncomfortable thing to tell someone, oh, please take your shoes. And you can see it on people's faces, like when you do tell them, I'll take your shoes off, like they feel really uncomfortable. So I think what you told me, like get in the chair, you know, so that they can have a seat and take it off, I think that's a really good idea. Because I already say, oh, I have kids, so you can't bring your shoes inside, but yet still people still feel uncomfortable. So perhaps making them feel really, you know, comfortable with a seat or something, so might make the situation a lot better. As I mentioned as well, like, you know, the disposable bag that you put around your shoes, maybe it is something that I may start getting for those that might be difficult, you know, because if you don't want to take your shoes off, sorry, you're gonna have like a bag around you and like look like like a sanitary person. But one thing I also learned from this episode, like, is the amount of germs that we are actually attracting from outside, and people don't realize, like, you know, you go outside, you step on all these things, and then when you think about it, bringing it to your homes, it's so unsanitary, like it's really unhealthy for us. And as you mentioned, bringing the pollen and stuff, it's probably one of the reasons why, you know, some people have like hay fever all throughout the year, because, you know, they're bringing in the pollen. So it makes sense. Take your shoes off so that at least, you know, keep your home a bit healthy, like reduce your risk of getting sick, that sort of thing. And especially if you have a child, like a baby, it's just for their safety, you know. I know it's your house, your rules, and do what best suits you. But sorry, if you're coming to my house, you're definitely taking your shoes off.
Exactly. Honestly, I could not agree more. Maybe also, whilst you're getting that bench, that comfortable chair, maybe get also a shoehorn. So, you know, when people are like, oh, my back, or these shoes, I want to take them out, it's a struggle to shoehorn. You know what I mean? Like, men, they can't be,
yes.
They can't, there's no reason. Like, literally have like a shoehorn right next to like the bench. So it kind of makes it, they have no reason to not take off their shoes. Because honestly, like, it should be your rules, your home, I think. You know, there's no reason why anyone should come to your home and make you feel uncomfortable in your own home, because that makes you feel uncomfortable because you're thinking, oh my God, like now the rest of the, I don't know, hour or 2 hours they're going to be here, it's going to be uncomfortable because I'm going to keep looking at their shoes or at their feet and it's just going to make things so awkward.
Yeah.
I think whether you take your shoes off or you wear your outdoor shoes indoors is a personal choice, right? So in your home, that's a personal choice. And it's influenced by factors like cleanliness, comfort, maybe even cultural norms. You know, we're saying this, but these people who this is like their normal habit. Like they just walk into their house with shoes, right? And that's fine for you. But considering the potential impact on hygiene, on indoor air quality, we're talking about the allergens that we've talked about, floor maintenance. Many people choose to remove their shoes whilst entering their home to promote, of course, a cleaner and healthier living environment. And I think it's very important that if you go into some people's houses and they ask you to do so, it's just right. It's just the correct thing to do to leave your shoes outside. And let's just put it this way. Leave that filth outside the door, okay? Let's take that first step towards a shoe-free lifestyle. And you don't realize actually some of the benefits of little things like that. But you might notice that, okay, there's less dust in the house. You're breathing better air and things like that. And you're experiencing the difference that this will make, not just for you, but for your family as well. So I think we all agree that no shoes in the house.
Yes, I second that. Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Rudy. That was really interesting topic.
I'm glad. And I really hope there's people who will maybe look into this practice differently, or they will start doing things slightly differently. Maybe not necessarily take off their shoes, but maybe as Steph said, getting those disposable bags there you can put over your shoes or under your shoes that you can, I suppose, just leave that doubt contained, all that, you know, all the unhygienic stuff contained in that little bag.
Thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, a healthy chat is a step towards a healthy life.
If you have any topics you'd like us to discuss, drop us an email at consultationroompod@gmail.com. Our Instagram is @consultationroompod. See you next week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay blessed.